Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are continuing with the incident of the second migration to Abyssinia, the address that I had presented in the court of Najashi. When Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah left the court in failure, Amr ibn al-As said, "Tomorrow I will once more speak to the king in such a way that he will kill all of the Muslims." Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah pleaded, "Do not do something that we are after all our own flesh and blood. These are our relatives, even though we follow different religions." Amr ibn As did not listen. He was not bothered about Abdullah's plea. The next day, Amr ibn As came again to the king and said, "O king, these people say terrible things about Isa alayhi salam." The king called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum once again. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were shocked to be called for a second time. When one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked what they would say about Isa alayhi salam, all of them unanimously agreed that they will say exactly what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. They would not say anything different. When they reached the king's court, the king asked the Muslims, "What do you say about Isa alayhi salam?" Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu replied, "Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was a servant and a Nabi of Allah. He was the ruh, the soul, and the kalima, the word of Allah." After hearing this, King Negus picked up a stick from the ground and raising it up, he said, "By Allah, whatever the Muslims have said, Isa alayhi salam is nothing more than that, not even to the amount of the stick." This announcement upset all the people of the king. All of them began to frown, but King Negus was not worried in the least. He told them clearly that you may frown as much as you like, but this is the truth. He then said to the Muslims, "You may live here in peace. I would not want to trouble you, even if your enemies give me a mountain of gold." He then commanded his people to return the gifts of the Quraysh, saying, "I have no need for their gifts. By Allah, Allah had blessed me with power and kingdom without any bribery. So I will definitely not accept any bribery and hand the Muslims over to you." The Muslims left the court very happy, whilst the two Qurayshis left in shame and failure. After this, the Muhajireen, the immigrants, they settled down in Abyssinia with ease and lived peacefully. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved to Medina Munawwara, most of them left Abyssinia and also moved to Medina. 24 of them took part in the Battle of Badr. The other Muhajireen left Abyssinia for Medina Munawwara with Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu in the 7th year of Hijrah, around the time of the conquest of Khaybar. Inshallah, we'll continue and complete it next week. SubhanAllah.